Hello everyone, welcome to edition 158 of the NRF1 podcast, your Formula 1 podcast recorded right here in Norfolk, UK and brought to you by our proud partners Grand Prix Racing Online, and you can sign up to that game by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/nrf1. My name is Michael Bailey, and in this podcast we're going to bring you our predictions for this weekend's 2017 Russian Grand Prix, your third podcast in 3 days. Boom! Deal with that shit. Joining me on the pod for the final time this week are Kyle and Ped, who haven't yet banged on the door trying to get out. It's because we love F1, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do, and we love each other. That's the most important thing. We enjoy spending time in each other's company. To be honest, find a few guys that you get on quite well with, find a subject that you like talking about, get a microphone, and we've developed it pretty well from there, haven't we?
I think you do very well.
Michael, I was giving you your plaudits in the last one as well. You make it very hard to compliment you,
so. No one wants to hear us compliment each other. We'll save it for the pub.
Each other, we're just complimenting you.
Okay, well, Kyle
and I are not deserving of compliments. He hasn't won a karting championship in years.
That's true. Kyle, when are you getting back on the circuit?
Could be a while. I might be selling it at the moment.
Give
a bit of a couple of year break and then get back into it.
Well, just to let you know, that I have a voucher, and there are suggestions, talks ongoing in my head, about doing a media Grand Prix at Ella Park with the NRF1 podcast and maybe selected others, possibly. There might be some people who might want to get involved in that. So, karting competition in Norfolk.
Michael, I'm 6'4" and I'm a shade under 17 stone. So if you've got someone like Steve, who weighs about 7 stone soaking wet, he's going to rock it off into...
Don't get your excuses in early.
Well, I am. Well, you remember we went to Ella Park previously.
You can watch it at the nrf1.uk/nrf1tube. And you can see there are a lot of ped spins.
There are a lot of ped spins because Ped's a fat boy in a small cart.
Actually, the beard... I mean, I suppose the beard would be tucked away in the helmet, unfortunately.
Well, it's also the knees, because I'm quite gangly in the legs. They end up being sort of by my ears, and that's not great for aero either.
So again, in terms of entertainment, people are going to want to watch this.
Yes, Michael, in short to your question, I am up for it. Always.
So I'm working on that. If I can sort that out, that will definitely happen, Carl, so you might be able to get your cart out quicker at the scene of your former glory, of course, as well. So there we go. Right, well, it is our predictions podcast, which means it's all about the prediction league, which you can have a look at how that's going at nrf1.uk/predictf1. And you can see all the jazzy stats and tables and what have you. Crucially, the key thing is that at the moment, it is the Last Lap podcast who are top of the pops. Although, as some people who have looked will notice, they do have a minus kudos point score. One too many podium-only predictions. So if hopefully the Last Lap guys will get a couple of extra ones in. But it's up to us to beat them. And regularity breeds success in this game. So good start, of course, from Steve Rust, never knowingly underperforming on his podcast. He knows how to do it. DT doing well as well in fourth.
It's good to see DT up there, isn't it? It's good to see DT with a return to form. Good work, Dave. Good work.
He's got it nailed. Good on DT. So I'm happy enough with sixth. That's fine. But as you can see, I think we've got 22 people on the current table. So, and that number will surely only grow. But yeah, if you can head over to nrf1.uk/predictf1 to see the latest standings, also to see what people are predicting, and follow those. And if you want to get involved, it's dead easy. There are basically two rules ish one rule definitely, which is you need to get the predictions in before the start of FP1 on that race weekend. The other rule is that you just need to enter into the spirit of things. We want who's going to finish 12th, who's going to pit on lap 45, and whether it's going to be a wet race, and will Vladimir Putin be in the green room again, or will Chase Carey have him banned? They're the things we want to chase him away.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, it wouldn't last long.
Can you edit in like a badum tiss there?
I can do it here.
Oh. Badum tiss.
Yeah, did you say it?
Oh, brilliant.
Wonderful. We're going to get some prizes as well. I'm going to work on that. That's one of my little projects for the first few months, so we can have some prizes for the prediction league somehow or other. Should we get some t-shirts? Do you reckon we can do that?
Let's get some t-shirts, mate. Let's do that. I reckon we certainly can. We have an in. We do have an in with getting some t-shirts made. We're working on that in the background. But I'm also interested to see what our avid listeners would like on a t-shirt. What do we reckon?
A slogan?
Yeah, what do they think would be?
A slogan or a graphic or an image?
Or if there's any budding designers out there who think they can they can help us out, maybe send something in, see what happens. There's no guarantee we'll use it, but we'd be interested to see what you're interested in.
You know all the ways to do it, the Twitter and Facebook handles at the NRF1. Email us, nrf1podcast@gmail.com. You can do that just to get in touch if you want, because we love hearing from you. There were some good performances for Bahrain. Let's see if I can dig some of them out. Kurt, good to have you involved, Kurt. Kurt S, as we're calling him. I think it was his first go at predicting, and he did pretty well. So great to have you involved, Kurt. Keep them coming. Jason Burnett as well, he did well predicting a safety car and Ricciardo to finish ahead of Verstappen. He also predicted Haas having 2 points finishes. Kyle, so
he got a kudos point for that.
And a nudge from Kyle and a big smile from him too. Sam Todd was back in the podcast prediction frame, which is good. And a word once again for Andy Whitney, who's been bang on it, but he had what's known in the business as a difficult weekend. But he'll be back, I'm sure, with some more predictions this week, because regularity breeds success, doesn't it, Ped?
Don't I know it? I'm sitting here looking at this prediction league and I'm second from bottom. That's utterly horrendous. I mean, I don't mind coming last when there was only six of us in it, but there's 22 people now. I've got to salvage some kind of dignity. That is horrendous.
That is the spirit, indeed. One quick plug, as if I don't just sit here plugging things all day. Our Russia preview podcast is available to listen on your podcast player of choice. Just visit nrf1.uk/podsubscribe and you can find your link, or email us if your link isn't there and we will sort it out for you. I reckon it's prediction time. This is a message for you, our dear NRF1 listeners. In the last year, there is a young British startup that has shaken up the shaving industry. Over 100,000 men have joined Cornerstone and are now getting a smoother shave than ever before. It's a simple combination of great products, amazing customer support, free delivery, and fair prices that has made Cornerstone the fastest growing shaving company in the UK. It's basically shaving's equivalent to Max Verstappen. They've won numerous awards for their super sharp German engineered razor, just think Mercedes, and outstanding customer support, like a Charlie Whiting hotline, along with endless plaudits from the media, including GQ, Esquire, and the Daily Telegraph. That would be Max Verstappen again. Cornerstone know they need to earn your trust, though, so to let you try their award-winning razor for a fraction of the standard price, with this offer you can get £10 off their razor and get started for just £4. Just visit cornerstone.co.uk and enter the code NRF1 at checkout. Visit cornerstone.co.uk to find out what a smooth shave actually feels like. And if you don't like your Cornerstone razor, Cornerstone will even give you your money back, no questions asked. Now, let's get back to that NRF1 podcast, shall we?
Sting.
So, Russia, round four of the championship. Yes, Ped, on air?
Yeah, because for the recording purposes, this is I don't want you to peek behind the curtain too much, listeners, but you make a point of saying the Sting, I'm assuming. Do you actually use Sting, as in the musician Sting from The Police?
No. Does he like Formula One, doesn't he? Does he like Formula One?
No idea.
Does Sting like... we need these questions answered. Does Sting like Formula One?
We'll tweet him. He must be on Twitter, isn't he? Everyone's on Twitter these days, aren't they?
Sting, do you like Formula One?
And if you do you listen to the NRF1? And if you do you mind us using your music in between segments? Because we don't at the moment.
No, but we could have a Sting.
We could have a Sting. We could get stung by it, though.
I'm thinking it would cost.
Yeah.
I don't know what the PRS rules and things are for podcasts.
Could we take some music from the film, The Sting?
Oh, what a film that is.
Such a good film. You don't have to leave all of that in.
I will, but likewise, you can't put off your predictions any longer, Ped, and you're going first.
Oh, yeah, I am, aren't I? Okay, so I'm going to say there's going to be three different teams on the podium. I'm not going to get a minus kudos point for that, because I'm going to do a lot more than that.
But you can have a kudos point for that, because we haven't really had that, I don't think, yet, so why not?
Those three teams are going to be the top obvious three teams. They're going to be Mercedes, they're going to be Ferrari, and they're going to be Red Bull. So they're going to be the three teams.
Oh, yeah, so we have had that this season then, haven't we?
Going to be the three teams that are on the podium. Okay. But what we're also going to say there is that we are not We're not going to have a Renault in the top 10. And I know I applauded Renault and their progress that they made in our review podcast of Bahrain, and I said that they're going to do great things later in the season. But that's later in the season. No Renault's going to finish in the top 10. In fact, only one Renault's going to finish the race, and it's not going to be in the top 10. So I'm going to say that as well. I'm also going to say that both of the young drivers in the British teams, so you're looking at Stoffel Vandoorne and Lance Stroll, are both going to finish the race. But one of them is going to outfinish his teammate, but I'm not going to say which one it is.
Okay.
So one of them is going to finish higher than his teammate, but they're both going to finish the race. On Saturday, I'm going to say at least one Haas in the top 10. Nod to Kyle. I'm going to say the other Haas goes out in Q3. So you're not going to, there's not going to be a Haas finishing in that Q2 session. You're going to have one go out first, and then you're going to have one get all the way through to the end. That's what I'm going to say on Saturday. And I think we're going to have at least one safety car for the race.
Done?
Done.
Look at that. I mean, that is consummate. Just nail in, said with authority, here's what's going to happen. I'm thinking them off the top of my head, and whereas I just bumble through. But top work, Ped. Love it. Loving your work. Deserve some good points out of that. Go on, Kyle.
I think Mercedes will be the dominant team this weekend. I think the colder conditions, the way they use their tyres, will help that. They'll qualify one and two, and they will finish in the race one and two. Massa has had a good start to the season. I'd actually, if they had a really good driver in the car, it'd be interesting to see how close they could get to Red Bull. But unfortunately, they have Massa and Lance Stroll, who just can't finish a race at the moment. But I'm going to go for Massa in the top six in the race.
Yeah. I'm inclined to agree, but Ped's shaking his head.
I'm going to go for, after a successful second day testing last week, McLaren, I think, done 85 laps.
Well, you mean the day where they didn't know why it was so successful?
Sorry to know. It just happened.
Great.
I'm going to go for both McLarens to finish the race.
Oh, that's two kudos points, one for each car.
I was slightly worried, though, because I heard Ted Kravitz said that Fernando Alonso said to the Spanish media that if he's at the points, he will just pull in with a few laps to go and just say it's an engine problem.
Oh my God, hang on, he can't say that, can he? Does that happen all the time?
Well, so he said on the Ted's notebook, and because he said it, because Alonso just came across the radio and said, oh, engine problem, I'm coming in. There's no Ashley McLaren saying, oh, you have this issue. Which is a hell of a problem if he
car problem, I've got to come in, car's problem. Yeah, I mean, that you'd have had a car problem after the first lap.
Yes, he's like, he'd rather not finish than finish 14th. So that's a slight worry with that prediction, but I'm going to stick with it. Both McLarens to finish. A Russian
prediction. If he finishes with an engine problem, he can have another kudos point.
I'm going to go for a Kvyat prediction, and I'll go for top 8 finish for him.
You're not convinced.
I attempt to just go with points, but I'll stick with top 8 for Mr. Kvyat, and there will be two safety cars in the race.
Of some description.
Yeah, of some description, yeah.
I feel I've done Danny a disservice there as well. I want to give him a points finish as a prediction. I would say top 10 for Danny Kvyat. More because I'd like to see it happen than anything for two reasons. One, or three reasons. One, Kyle said it earlier, he handled that demotion with class. Okay, he could have kicked his toys out of the pram. Didn't have a brilliant couple of races after, but then came quite good. And he's been all right this season. He hasn't done anything terrible. He's been pretty good. Number two, it's his home race. You always like to see someone do well at their home race. And actually, you like to give the Russian fans something to cheer for that they don't feel they're being forced to cheer for. And number three, my God, that's the best looking car on the grid, isn't it? In terms of livery, that Toro Rosso looks absolutely gorgeous. Every time I see it drive around the track, I think that's a beautiful looking machine in terms of livery. Absolutely gorgeous. So I want to see it do well.
Yeah, I still prefer the matte finish on the Red Bull and the Renault personally, but hey, I'm not dissing it. It's fine. It's a lovely car. So that's my go, isn't it? Now, I feel like I don't normally do the random ones, so I'm going to just name the top six, I think, and then just leave it like that. So let's say it will be Vettel, Lewis, Bottas, Max, Ricciardo, Massa. Is that six?
Yep.
In that order.
So Vettel, Lewis, Bottas. You said Massa.
Yeah, whatever I just said. Yeah.
You said Massa. Did you say Massa?
Ricciardo, Massa.
Oh yeah. So Verstappen fourth.
Yes.
Ricciardo, Massa. Who have I missed?
That's six, isn't it?
Oh,
no. Well, you've got seven fingers.
That's seven.
Up.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Well, we are in Norfolk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
fine. So you've got no Raikkonen in the top six.
Correct.
I forgot about him
I was selling it.
So no Raikkonen in the top six there. Oh, bold shout.
So yeah, there you go.
And you and Kyle have both predicted Massa within the top six.
Well, he was the best of the rest, wasn't he, in Bahrain? And I genuinely thought that Williams would be a dog of a car, but he seems to be doing pretty
not
well with it.
Official prediction, but I think he doesn't finish this race, and I think it's not his fault.
Why wouldn't you want to make that an official prediction?
Because I have hedged my bets quite nicely with the younger drivers out finishing. Oh, okay, there. I've already included a Williams prediction.
You have, Michael, that's true.
But that's why I'm confident that if Lance Stroll can finish the race, I'm confident that he will, for some reason, I don't know why I'm confident, but if he can finish the race, the reason he finishes ahead of Massa is because Massa's DNF, and it won't be, someone will clatter into him. That's what will cause a safety car. So you've already got a couple of points coming my way. Sorted.
Look at that visualization. I love it. Visualize it enough and it will happen. Right, that's it. I've nailed that. Boom, we'll see what happens. Given they're all in order, it's always a pretty tough prediction to get right, but I just fancy doing it. So there we go. We've done all the predictions, haven't we? You know the email address, you know the social media handles, and we love having you involved. Get in touch. You can visit the website nof1.uk, where we'll have betting tips from Kyle and some blogs if someone writes something. Maybe I'll even write something on Formula One one day again. It has been a while. And as I said, if you want to get involved in the prediction league, please do. It's dead straightforward. Just get involved. If you're listening to it and thinking, well, these guys are talking shit, I know what's going to happen. Tell us. All you need to do is tell us before the start of FP1 on the race weekend, and we'll take care of the rest. It's dead easy. That's it. Gents, thank you so much for all your time over the week. Big week of podcasts. Really appreciate it. Good fun. Thanks again. Say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
And I'll say goodbye too. A big thank you to our proud partners, of course, Grumpy Racing Online. You can sign up at gpro.net/nrf1. This has been the NRF1 podcast. Make sure you enjoy Sochi and all the action. That procession is going to be joyous to watch. Just you wait. And we'll see you on the other side of it for our review. Until then, a very good bye.